Hi, and welcome to the Effective Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and we are going to be talking about being an effective teacher. I'm here today to tell you why you should be getting up at 5 a.m. I'm going to give you six reasons why you should be getting up bright and early in the morning and how it will actually impact what you do for the rest of the day. So the first reason is because it kickstarts your day, right? You get on top of things before others are even up out of bed. Okay, this is a fantastic time to work. I often get up early and work. Now, you can use it to work. You can use it for other things as well. So there's lots of different systems that people have for what they do in the mornings. But it does. When you get up early, I get up at 4:30 most days. And getting up early, it gives you a new level of energy for the rest of your day. And people think, oh, I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be exhausted if I get up early. Well, I find that it actually makes me more energetic, and that by sleeping in, and when I say sleeping in, I mean getting up at like 6:30 or 7, like that, to me, I feel sluggish then in the mornings. Whereas if I get up early, I feel really energetic. I get a lot more done across the whole day. And then I'm going to be on top of things before other people are. Reason number two to get up at 5 a.m., you are uninterrupted, and you can then use that time. And I want to give you just, I think it's four things that you can use this morning time to do. Okay, so one thing you can do is meditate. Okay, one of the things that I do in the morning when I get up is I sit down and read my Bible. Okay, and I read my Bible and I pray, and that's my form of meditation. You can also use it for your exercise. So it's important for us to be looking after our health. Right, and by doing exercise in the morning, it actually gets all your blood flowing and makes your brain more alert, more able to do things, more able to focus. It sets people up for fantastic levels of work and being able to focus and all that kind of stuff for the rest of their day. It's one of the things that I've seen other schools trial, where they actually have students in the morning when they arrive do exercise first thing in the morning to set them up for a better day in the classrooms for the rest of the day. And it works. It does work. It improves students' focus and learning throughout the rest of that day. And it will do the same for you. A third thing that you could do in the morning uninterrupted is you could get some work done. That's the main thing I use my time for. So once I've read my Bible and prayed, I then spend the next few hours doing my work, my main chunk of what we call deep work. So doing all the things that really matter most, the things that are most impactful. So I might use it, you know, when I was teaching, I would use it for my programming. I would use it for writing content, for developing the resources. I would use it for giving feedback to my students. All that kind of stuff is the work, right? The stuff that requires you to be focused and get into a kind of a state of flow, right? So you'll notice as you're giving feedback or marking things with students, you know, after the first three or four, if you're then not interrupted, by the time you're doing the fifth, sixth, seventh, and then 30th, right, you get into a state of flow where it's easier and faster to really give the feedback and the marks and that kind of stuff. So doing work in that time, fantastic thing to do. It means you're actually on top of all your day stuff. And then I was actually talking to a teacher today, and she was talking about how she gets frustrated when she goes into school. She's like, you know, we currently have here in New South Wales, at least across Australia, I think it's fairly worldwide at the moment, is this teacher shortage. And so here she comes into school and she's telling me, you know, one of the things that she's finding most difficult is that she comes to school, she thinks she's got two periods off that she's planned to do some planning in, you know, so she's got, you know, maybe she's got period three off and period seven, five off or something. And so she's planned, I'm going to be, you know, planning my next year's programs here. I'm going to be at this point in time marking stuff or giving feedback or writing my reports. And then she comes to school and she gets given extras. Right? That time suddenly is taken away from her. And that's hard for a teacher because then you've got to find that time elsewhere. Whereas if she got up at 5 o'clock, she could actually have done all that work, all the deep, important work first. And then when she's coming to those periods where she got off, and there she should have stuff planned for that, but she might have planned in there, you know, to chat to people or to, you know, search around the internet for particular resources, or it might just be that she's planned to answer her emails or something. And then when you miss that, it's not as big a deal, right? This is about balancing things up so you're doing your deep focus stuff in that morning rather than other stuff, right? You want deep focus, frees you up later on in the day so that things are not as impactful on your life later that come up at work. And it, you know, we have stuff come up, even it can be behavior, it can be welfare stuff that comes up. It can be, you know, there can be a lockdown or whatever that happens at your school that interrupts your day. The fourth reason, well, fourth, thing, sorry, that you should be doing maybe in the morning is setting aside time for growth. So one of the things that we often don't have time for as teachers is that constant professional development, the ability to, you know, read through books about education, to read through and study, you know, articles, to do courses about how to, you know, learning new skills and stuff for your teaching and learning. This professional development, we always go off to workshops and stuff, or sometimes we sign up for online courses and don't finish them. But then we do workshops that take a whole day and we have to leave all this prep work that we then have to catch up when we get later. It becomes a bit of a headache, but we can actually build into our morning routines getting some quality growth happening through our reading or doing courses and stuff. And that's a fantastic way to use your morning time. In fact, I generally dedicate my Fridays to that. So Friday mornings when I get up, you know, I'll read my Bible and pray, and then I'll move into actually completing a course that I started, or reading a book and writing notes based on that book or something like that. Okay, so I've given you two reasons why you should be getting up at 5 a.m. One, it kickstarts your day. The second one is that it gives you uninterrupted time to get some quality things done. The third reason is it's going to actually improve your quality of sleep. Okay, if you are waking up at 5 a.m., you are likely to go to bed. You're going to be tired earlier, and that means that you are going to have a better sleep because let's say you got up and did exercise, right? Both of those things help you to improve the quality of your sleep. You're going to have better deep sleep where you're actually repairing and recovering in your sleep and not that kind of shallow type sleep. So getting up at 5 a.m. is actually going to improve your sleep. You're going to go to sleep a bit earlier. Right? I go to bed normally around 9:30. You're going to sleep better because you're tired, because you've done all this stuff. Your brain's been used. You've done quality things. And you'll also get to the point where you're excited about waking up. I get excited as I go to bed. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm doing tomorrow. I can't wait to get stuck into that. It's going to be a fantastic morning. Reason number four is that you are not in a rush. Okay, if you get up early, you're generally not then in a rush when you're trying to get out the door by a particular time. You've actually got all this extra time and you're going to get some quality things done in that time, but you also can go, okay, well, I'm going to finish. I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. I'm going to stop at 7, have a shower, eat my breakfast, etc., and leave the house by 8. And you can plan that and not be in a rush. You're not going to be going, oh, I'm waking up, feeling tired, and slowly just going to make my coffee. And then, okay, now it's 8:30, I'm going to be late. Okay, that gets avoided, right? You don't have to be rushing around because you're getting up bright and early and you're on top of things. Fifth is that actually getting up in the morning increases your confidence. Okay, apparently you have already succeeded in doing something. And when you succeed in something early on in your day, it increases your confidence and then makes you succeed in other things throughout the day, and it kind of has a snowball effect. And so how this completely works, I have heard of, read it in a couple of books, but I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But the idea of actually achieving something early in the morning improves your confidence. So if you are achieving getting up at 5 a.m., that improves your confidence. If you wake up and make your bed first thing in the morning, it improves your confidence. And that then snowballs into the rest of your day where you are more confident, start succeeding in things and getting more things done, and that improves you as an efficient teacher. The sixth reason that I have for you is that you have time to do the things that matter, and that then compounds over time by doing this consistently. So because you're getting up at 5 o'clock and you're getting this chunk of time where you're uninterrupted and you can dedicate it to specific things, as you start to dedicate it to the things that you want to develop, that you want to improve, the things that you want to be working on, that has a snowball effect, okay? So a compound effect. It just builds and builds and builds small amounts. Even if you dedicate, let's say you dedicate, you know, half an hour every morning to reading something, or you decide that you're going to, in the morning, you know, you're going to spend an hour getting all this work done, which frees you up to do other things. It's going to compound. Suddenly, you're going to get better and faster and more efficient. You're going to get improvements in multiple areas of your life because you are getting the things that matter most to you done in the mornings. And that is going to have a huge impact on your every day, right? And particularly because you're doing it every day. If you're doing this every day, it has a huge impact across your life. So I want to really encourage you. That's six reasons I've just given you as to why teachers should be getting up at 5 a.m. to set themselves up for a successful day as an effective teacher. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit subscribe. Come to teacherspde.net and you can click a button and subscribe and get emails as well around this kind of stuff. I would love to help you to continue to become an effective teacher.